Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right, man. Just watching this World Cup, which we're going to lead off with. Fortunately, U.S. is down 1-0, but we're going to get into that momentarily. Of course, folks, you know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, you know, we're going to talk about all the busy stuff going on in sports and entertainment. And, of course, you know, we're going to, like I mentioned, we're going to start with a little World Cup as USA is currently battling Portugal in order to advance to the next round. And after that, we're going to talk about MLB, how our local teams, the Mets and the Yankees, are doing. Then we're going to talk NBA news with Carmelo Anthony opting out. And, of course, as usual, at the end of the show, we're going to talk sports, current WWE news and TNA news as they crown a new champion. But like we mentioned, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So with that in mind, let's get into this World Cup. And as I just mentioned a moment ago, USA is currently down 1-0 after Portugal's player Nani just scored a goal with less than 5 minutes into the game, and USA got a bounce back. And Cristiano Ronaldo, he's playing on the Portugal team despite potentially causing career-ending damage to his current injury that he's suffering, I believe, in his knee. So USA, you know, they gotta wake up. And plus Altidore, you know, he's also suffering his own hamstring injury. So, you know, right now USA, you know, they gotta climb up this 1-0 hill. I mean, it's early in the game, but you know, they gotta bounce back from this deficit.
Yeah, in order to move on to the next round, they have to win this game. Although I think if they lose this game, well, let me see. If they lose the game, they might still have a chance to advance in the next round.
Yeah, I think they still have a chance. They have one more chance, but you know, because they need 6 points to advance to the next round. So currently they have 3. If they lose, it'll be 4.
Right.
So they're going to need to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, they are second right now in that group.
Yeah.
So they're not, even if they lose, they're not out of it yet.
Yeah, but it's going to be a tough task for them if they lose today.
Yeah. But it's still early. You know, it's 1-0. And, you know, the U.S. is there. This is something that always happens to them. They're always giving up early leads to other teams.
Yep.
You know, so this is not nothing new to them. Hopefully they'll come back and
definitely
overcome this to win this game.
Most definitely. They need to get this upset against Portugal, against, arguably the best player in soccer right now, Cristiano Ronaldo. So they need to find a way to shut down this offense, I mean, after allowing this goal. So
yep.
We'll see what happens.
Still a lot of time to go.
Yeah, and other, you know, World Cup news, there's a lot of upsets going on. Italy eliminated, England. I'm trying to think of all these teams that got eliminated. It's been a lot.
Yeah, well, Italy is a good team, you know, so they won didn't they win it like 4 years ago?
Oh, actually, I don't think it was Spain.
No, actually, Spain won it 4 years, but 8 years ago, I should say.
Yes.
When they beat France, so.
Yeah,
I
Spain
mean,
got eliminated too, if I'm not mistaken.
France?
So, no, Spain, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there have been a lot of upsets this year.
For
sure. Teams like Costa Rica and Colombia. Yeah, there's been a lot of upsets so far.
And it was nice USA got redemption against Ghana after that team, you know, eliminated them from you know, the World Cup. You know, these past couple of...
Damn African.
Let's not go that far.
Damn Ghana Africans.
It's a good thing we got the defeat on that team. So we don't have to worry about them anymore. They're eliminated too. I think they lost their second game.
Mm-hmm.
Against who? Momentarily, I forgot.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I'm glad that we beat them.
Mm.
But right now, it's looking like Argentina. They're a really good team. They have Messi, who I think, and many other people think, is the best player in the world.
Yeah,
I know Ronaldo's like the best player right now, but Messi's like, he's been the best player in the world for a long time now. So they have a really good team, it looks like.
Yeah, Maradona, you know, the legendary Argentine player, he was saying that how, Messi doesn't need the World Cup, you know, to prove that he's the best player in the world.
I think he does.
That's high praise, you know.
Yeah, but I think he does to prove that he is the greatest or one of the greatest.
Yeah, I mean, because, everybody's legacy, you know, in sports, you know, you're defined by you know, how many championships you win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So it'd be a it would be a nice feather in his cap.
Yeah.
You know, getting that World Cup.
Yeah, I think they're deadly. They're a deadly team this year. So.
Oh yeah. It's definitely been a. Oh, what were you gonna say?
Might be them in Brazil in the championship, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens, you know. It's been a very exciting World Cup, and this is just a group stage round.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully USA could advance to the next round. Somebody on the Portugal is currently hurt right now.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know Marv Albert was listening to the show.
Hey, the more Portugal players that get injured, the better chance U.S. has of winning.
Well, hopefully it's not seriously, you know, an injury, but hopefully he won't be able to play.
Yeah, exactly.
But not seriously injured in his career. He's holding his jaw right now. It's kind of like Brian Wilson a bit. From the,
That looks like Birdman.
Yeah, he does look like him too. Antepelas? How you pronounce this guy's name? That's a mouthful. I can't even pronounce that name. Anyway.
You know, the thing I've always wondered about the World Cup is like how these international players communicate each other when like they get into like an argument or they have beef with one another. Like, how do they communicate? Do they communicate in their own languages or do they communicate in English?
Maybe in English.
You see, like, a Korean player will, like, trash talk to a Belgian player. Like, what language are they talking to each other?
Maybe in English. That's a good point. I have no idea.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. But one team, switching gears to baseball, one team that looked like they were talking trash today was the New York Mets when they put a hurting on the Marlins. They beat the Marlins 11-5. Jonathan Nease finally evened up the series, his season with a 4-4 record. Pitching, you know, over 2 ERA. You know, he's pitched well, but he hasn't had any run support. And Daniel Murphy, he hit a 3-run home run today to cap the Mets' beating on the Marlins. I think Mets won 3 out of 4 against them this series. And also highlighted by, I'm trying to remember, Jacob DeGrom, finally getting his first major league win after pitching terrifically so far in his career, except for one start he had this season. Jacob DeGrom, he's been pitching brilliantly. He struck out 7 on Saturday, and now he has his first win. And, you know, Mets are playing better, but unfortunately they're 6 games under 500. The good news is that Mets are currently 5 games back. Well, they might be 4 now, depending on how the Nationals did today. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But Mets need to get back to 500 before they start thinking about, you know, winning the division.
Yeah, because right now they're actually way behind right now. So they need to make up some ground to catch up to the Braves, who are leading the division right now.
Actually, the Nationals are leading now.
The Nationals
just overcame them. But Braves,
right.
You know, they were leading most part. And Phillies, they were losing. They were playing horribly, you know, when they faced the Mets. But now Phillies, last time I heard, yesterday, they won 9 of their last 11. So,
yeah.
You know, the NL East, as usual, with a few exceptions, a few years, maybe two or three seasons, you know, it's usually a competitive division for the past 10 years, so it's going to be a dogfight.
It will be.
And hopefully Mets will come out on top, even though Mets have a long way to go, you know. They need consistency from their offense. Wright is starting to get heat up after he broke out of his worst slump of his career, 2 for 43 slump, starting to drive the ball a little bit more. And Mets are going to need him and Granderson, all the, you know, all the other guys, including Murphy, to, you know, step up to the plate and, you know, be consistent. And their upcoming game, they're playing against the Oakland A's, and it marks the return of Scott Kazmir against the team that drafted him, the New York Mets, as he opposed Bartolo Colon, the former A's pitcher as well. So that should be a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, Kazmir has been pitching lights out. You can make a case like the American League. Him, Tanaka, and Mark Burley have been the best pitchers in the American League this year so far.
Yeah, I believe he's 9-2.
Yeah, he has like a 2.8 ERA or something like that. So Kazmir, he's regained his form that we saw years ago with the Rays.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And what highlighted his – what made this career turnaround is last year when he was Cleveland Indian, and he faced the Mets for the first time.
Yep.
You know, and he put a hurting on them. And ever since then, the switch has been flipped on because 2011, he missed the entire season. So that beating the Mets, it definitely turned his career around, and the rest is history.
That should be a good matchup. See how he fares against you guys.
Young against old.
Yeah.
See who wins. Should be an interesting matchup coming up. And shifting gears to the Yankees, you know, Yankees have been playing better, but unfortunately for the Yankees, they lost earlier today.
Yep.
On Old Timers Day, too, nevertheless.
Yeah, it was Old Timers Day today, 68th annual Old Timers Day. Yankees are the only team that does it. You know, these other teams don't care about their tradition, so they don't do it anymore. The Yankees do it year after year, and it's always great to see guys like El Duque and Tino and Ricky Henderson, Goose Gossage, and they did honor Goose Gossage by giving him a plaque, finally. Yesterday, you told me that they gave Tino Martinez a plaque, which I wasn't even aware of.
Right.
So, but they honored Goose Gossage today, and, you know, the old-timers played. Got to see a lot of old-school guys. So it was great to see that. And unfortunately, Yankees could not win on Old-Timers Day. They lost 8-0. Tanaka pitched good enough to win the game. He pitched until the seventh inning, but he was pulled out because Yankees could not score runs. Like, they've been having trouble all season. They've been inconsistent and getting runs. They couldn't do anything in this game, and Warren came in the eighth, and basically the Orioles just knocked him around, and final score is 8-0. Yankees lose 2 out of 3 after winning the game on coming back and winning the game on Friday with Beltran's walk-off home run. But right now the Yankees are tied with the Orioles for second place in the American League. It's a good thing that Toronto Blue Jays have been losing. So right now we're 1.5 games behind Toronto right now. So tomorrow we'll be playing. We're going down to Toronto to play them again. So hopefully we can sweep them for the second time around to regain the division lead. So we shall see.
Because Blue Jays, they lost at least 16 straight at Yankee Stadium. So Yankees are trying to bring that magic up north.
Yeah, Blue Jays have not been playing good. They've lost three of the last 10, and they're not looking like the team that started off hot this season. They're looking like the old Blue Jays, like we know and love.
Not the Joe Carter ones from the early 90s.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about the 2000s Blue Jays.
The Carlos Delgado Blue Jays.
Exactly.
But, we'll see what happened with that. And other New York news, of course, what we all expected in NBA news, Carmelo Anthony, the Knicks superstar player, he will, in fact, opt out, as we all suspected. And It looks like he's going to go to Chicago, it looks like, you know.
Well, it looks like, but, you know, we still have to be optimistic about it, you know, as Knicks fans. Let's hope that he opts back in and signs with the Knicks, but right now it's not looking good, you know.
It's not at all. Good. Hey, if he leaves, you know, that's just going to open up a cap space for another superstar to come in.
That's true.
He better get his act together. I mean, yeah, this team, I know he wants to win, but he's gonna be kind of like LeBron James when he first left. You know, when he first left Cleveland. You know, obviously it's a much different situation. LeBron James grew up in that area. He was a superstar player, you know, in his home state, Ohio. So it's a much different situation. I mean, to see him leave, but for him, you know, basically the similarities is that, you know, both players, you know, grew up in their home state, and you know, they're gonna leave basically, and basically you're basically signing on to being the second fiddle to the star player. I mean, obviously LeBron James, because of his, you know, his great, you know, abilities, and Dwayne Wade declining, you know, due to health, you know, LeBron still, you know, maintained that, you know, superstar, you know, lead guy that he was in Cleveland. But Carmelo Anthony, if he goes to Chicago or Rockets or even Miami, which is, I mean, that seems far-fetched, but you never know. Like Pat Riley said, everybody thought it was far-fetched in 2010. When the big three was formed, so you never know.
We shall see.
Because
it's going to be something to monitor all summer.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hopefully Carmelo can come back, and hopefully Knicks can sign two superstar players and some good role player guys with some championship pedigree, you know, to help this franchise out, you know, because. It's been a long time. I mean, Knicks haven't won in 73, and in New York, that's like Chicago not winning a championship. You know, Chicago Cubs not winning a championship, even though obviously it's not 100 years. I mean, it's tough to compare the two franchises, but New York, they're thirsty for a championship.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Especially with Knicks. I mean, Knicks is like one of the few teams that unites the entire city. You know, so hopefully Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher can make some right decisions with the roster and the upcoming starting lineup of the team, and hopefully they could bounce back from this horrible season they had this past season.
Let's hope so.
And with that, let's shift gears to WWE. It looks like it's the end of the Shield, basically.
Yep.
You know, it looks like they're all split up. I mean, I assume, you know, Roman Reigns and Ambrose, you know, they're going to occasionally team up from time to time, but now all three guys have their own intros and entrances. I mean, Roman Reigns basically has the same Shield theme song. It's modified a bit, and he still comes into the crowd. Other than that, Seth Rollins, who's now part of the Authority, and Dean Ambrose has his own different attire now. So, looks like the Shield is basically officially, unofficially retired, basically.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is the only guy to keep the Shield gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are going their own ways. And right now it looks like Roman Reigns, it's probably going to be him or Cesaro that's going to win the, or Wyatt, that's going to win the championships at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. It looks like those are the top three. You know, it'd be Cesaro, Wyatt, and then I would say Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But I think Seth Rollins is going to cost him the match. And that's going to start the feud between him and you know, Seth Rollins. Well, I mean, they still have I mean, he has beef with him, but right now it's Dean versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And you know, Seth Rollins is going to be in the second Money in the Bank match, which is the traditional Money in the Bank briefcase ladder match. You know,
right,
to win the number one contendership and have one opportunity throughout the entire year to cash in the Money in the Bank and become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So,
yeah.
They haven't announced who the other opponents that's going to fight against Roman Reigns. But I'm assuming Dean Ambrose is going to be one of those guys, Wade Barrett.
Yeah, most likely.
Basically, all the guys who didn't qualify for the first Money in the Bank match for the World Heavyweight Championship, I think it will qualify for that. And, of course, John Cena, he was the last guy to qualify after Roman Reigns qualified in an awesome Battle Royale match where he eliminated Rusev with the Superman punch to eliminate him and clinch his spot at the Money in the Bank championship, you know, ladder match.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's definitely something worth watching coming up.
Yeah. Next
and John
week.
Cena, yep. And John Cena, he defeated Kane in a stretcher match to clinch his spot at the aforementioned Money in the Bank championship ladder match. So, I mean, there was no doubt about that happening. I mean, Kane, ever since his corporate Kane days, I'm sorry, man, Kane is not the same guy anymore. He's not intimidating anymore.
Nah, he's not. This is not Kane that we knew when he first entered the WWE.
Oh yeah,
late 90s, early 2000s.
To me, it's like the same thing that happened to Big Show.
Yeah.
You know, once Big Show sold out and he became a reluctant villain, that basically killed the gimmick.
Right.
The Big Show gimmick. I mean, Kane and Big Show, man. Those guys switch from face to heel all the time, and man, WWE did a horrible job with these guys this past year or so, you know, making them sell out to the authority. So we'll see what happens with that. And the Wyatts, they're gonna fight against the Wyatt, you know, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. They're gonna compete against the Usos for the tag titles. And I think the Wyatt family, they might walk out with titles around their waist.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's about time.
Yeah, I think that's what's gonna happen.
I think all of them are gonna be holding championships after Money in the Bank.
I have to agree with you with that. I definitely agree with you on that. Definitely. I think unlike Ryback last year or a few years ago when he was pushed inside that title, the title picture, you know, before he turned heel when he was feuding with the Shield. Bray Wyatt, he's ready, man. I mean, this guy is over as a villain.
Yeah, they've been in the WWE for close to a year now, right? Maybe?
Yeah, I'd say about, yeah. And that's not, of course, counting, you know, Bray Wyatt when he was Husky Harris.
CW, yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, he's ready, man. I mean, this guy, he's, you know, he's
Jesus.
I know he's going to go that far.
Well, at least he makes himself out to be.
Well, he does pretend like he is. I mean, this guy, he definitely has delusions of grandeur, that's for sure. And looks like he's going to win it.
Yeah.
For sure. And
the whole world in my hands.
Yep, he definitely ruined that Christian song. That's for sure. I can't think of this song without thinking of Bray Wyatt now. But in any case, that's going to be interesting. Money in the Bank. They're definitely going to rebound from the last pay per view event.
Yeah.
For sure. And in TNA news, Bobby Lashley is the new TNA champion. Congratulations to him, first time winning, you know, the World Heavyweight title. He's a former ECW and United States champion when he was with WWE. But, congratulations to him. check out my show. I'm at 11, and this show, Sports of Legend, Sundays at 6. Show.